it's a typical sort of signing where we're at and where we want to go to. It's a signing that I don't feel as though he's made his full potential and got to that full potential. I think he's a player that there's a load of potential in there. But there's a great CV as well. He's got a lot of experience, good championship experience, and he's going to give us a size and a presence that at times we've been missing. And he's a player that wants to commit to what we're doing and what we're trying to do in terms of moving forward and improving. We give him quite a tough time on the interview process, what I do with players, and make him, I made him completely understand that coming to the club and working hard for the people and working hard for the group is something that's a first given. And if you're not coming here to improve and get better, I don't want to sign you. And he really sort of looked into that and said, no, it's something I want to do, want to get as good as I can be. And, I think it's a superb signing for where we need to be. And he offers us a little bit something different than we've already got. But again, the potential that's in him's excellent, so I'm delighted with it.
I don't expect you to share any secrets here, David, but what are the type of things that you speak to players about when you're trying to discover whether they really want to be a part of Barnsley Football Club?
Just the uncomfy side of it. I'd rather have that chat now than when you sign someone to a 1 or 2 year deal. They don't say, well, I didn't know about this, so it's warts and all. I tell them exactly what we do. We've got a gym at the football club that the players, go in every morning, and have got to, get down there and get work in. My biggest thing in the morning is you get into work and you start, lift your first weight and get into it and really start getting into your day, because I've seen so many footballers in my time as a player and certainly as a manager where they want to come in and just, they want to get in, they want to get out. And, we don't accept that at the football club. You're coming in to improve, coming in to get better, coming to work. You are coming into work. We set an environment out that's very enjoyable, for sure. But, whether in the classroom, whether in the gym, whether it's a respectful environment, it's something that culture creates. That now I've been at the club 2 years and we've been able to, implement that over that 2 year spell. But it's a special group. I feel it's a group of players that want to be together, want to spend time together. And every single player I spoke to said that doesn't genuinely happen. You get fractions, you get players that want to do their own thing, you get cliques in every football club. And we've not got that. We've not harboured that or made that into a culture. So We've told him how tough training is going to be and what he's going to do to focus and how he's going to support the group if he's not playing. But it's a lot easier doing it before someone signs. You can't put bells and whistles on it before you actually sign a player and then be true to your word. So we've been honest with Lewin and every player that we spoke to and said, this is how we work, this is how we do it. It's hard work. It's built on hard work. If you're not coming and you're not prepared for that, please don't sign it. And, Lewin went away with his agent and advisor and spoke to his family and just felt as though he wants that challenge and he wants that challenge every day. So, he decided to sign. Plus, I think his first spell at the club, he enjoyed his work. He enjoyed being a part of, the other management team, and he enjoyed Barnsley and what it represented for him at that time in his life. So I think that were a factor in him signing.
Has there been any instance where you've sort of laid it out on the line and said, look, we're being completely honest here. This is the situation. You're going to come to this club to work hard. And a player has perhaps just thought, no, I'm not interested.
Absolutely. Quite a lot of times, I walk away then and I can sleep in bed at night knowing that it had never worked. In a million years, it had never worked. But, if you want to sell your house, you tell them everything that's great about your house and you do it up just before and you put, you get all your house blitzed up and maybe painted and you try and paper over cracks. But then cracks start appearing once that person lives in the house, and I don't want that to happen with any player. They've got to understand that, we've recruited staff here that love work. They're all about work. And you've got to share that same enthusiasm. You've got to share that same belief or, the message isn't consistent. And a lot of players have turned around and the agent phones you a few hours later and says, we've decided to maybe pursue another option. And you know why it is. They fell at the first hurdle. But I'd rather know before you sign them than when you've already entered into that relationship. And that's what it is. When a manager meets a player, the player staff, you're entering into a contract. But for me, you're entering into a relationship. The contract's just a piece of paper. The relationship you have is whether you're going to be successful or not. And, you know, we've had a lot of players who, you know, have come and done well and been successful and you know, and moved on, or they've done well in the Championship and want to stay at the place. So it's nice. You've got to have this conversation, and we always do.
How much benefit do you think it'll be to Lewin, the fact that he knows Barnsley? He's had three loan spells at this club previously, and he knows one or two members of the squad who are still here from his previous spell 6 years ago.
I think that's a deciding factor. I think it definitely was an influence. You could see the way he talked about Barnsley and the passion that he talked about his previous spell, and you could almost feel that he'd been in a happy place. And if a player's in that happy place, it doesn't matter where he's at, he'll perform. So, you know, you could really see that he'd been... Barnsley have made an impression on him, and he made an impression on Barnsley, and I think that he'll settle straight into it. And I explained about the Chris Grady situation, how, you know, he'd come, give everything, the Barnsley fans give him everything, and the relationship was built on trust. And I think that Lewin sees that and feels it, and football is about feel. It always is, it always will be. And if you're happy in your environment, whatever line of work you ever do, you're happy in that environment, you go to work and you're productive in that environment. And, you know, that's where Lewin's at.
You've been able to do a bit of business so far this summer, David. I mean, how much more ideally do you think you would like to do? How many more players do you feel you need to sort of be fully prepared to go into the Championship?
Well, we've done a lot of work, certainly since Ben's come in, you know, the exhaustive list, and, you know, we've gone to the third degree on every single player, the research, the intel, everything's been absolutely spot on, and we've chased some targets quite hard. We've just lost out on, you know, Michael Higden, who was a target. I spoke to him yesterday. He was having his medical over in Holland. And we've moved on, but, you know, we've been quite far down the line with quite a few. Just missed out on a few. A few weren't right for the club. So, you know, we're still looking, and like I've always said, it's a continuous process if you want to try and keep improving what you do. And we're probably just a striker short now to take us into the season, really balanced. We're very cohesive. We've had an unbelievable week over in Spain, but more importantly, the week before that, the prep week to get to Spain was superb as well. And the summer programme that we've had for the lads has really paid off. The young players have come back in a brilliant state. And there's a real cohesion about what we're trying to do and a good balance to what we do. So, delighted where the squad's shaping up. We've been able to tweak our sessions and improve on them. Some of the results we're getting have been the best we've got. So, you know, I'm delighted, really, with how the first couple of weeks have gone.
I've got a quick question on pre-season coming up. You did mention strikers there. I don't know where this little rumours come from. You know, you get them all the time at this time of year. But I've had a lot of fans coming up to me today and tweeting me and saying, are Barnsley interested in signing Andy Johnson? Is there anything in that rumour at all?
That's one name that's definitely not come up. Definitely not.
Definitely not. We can rule that one out then.
Yeah, you can, yeah.
Let's move on then to the fact that you've got these two pretty high-profile pre-season games coming up against Club Bruges and against Bordeaux as well. Why did the club feel it was important to arrange two matches like that to play really top-quality opposition?
I think you go in depth into what you look at. And, you know, I looked at last season and we went to a couple of non-league grounds. And, you know, I have been that player myself, you know, that you've played against the best in the world. We played against Man City once for Bury. And I wanted to prove that I was on that level. I was nowhere near any good enough to get anywhere near that level. And, you know, I put some tackles in, some reducing, call them what you want. But to try and, you know, make a name for myself at that time. And it was mad when I look back as a manager now, what you actually, how you look at stuff. And, you know, we've decided to knock all them games on the head, the non-league games. I don't think there's no productivity. I don't want no players getting injured. We had three impact injuries last season from the games. You can't protect the players from it. You know, it's something that you can't do. The pitches just aren't right. The non-league facility has not got the cost to get a new pitch renovation. So it's difficult. You're playing on a mad surface that's not ready for that time of the year. So, you know, these different injuries that we picked up last year that I can't afford to this year. But then you start looking at the teams that are around you and all the Premiership boys now, you know, they're off to the Far East and they've got sponsorship duties to go and do. So it narrows your options, but when we've got the call and Ben worked hard on the two games, and it was something that, let's try it. We don't know what it is. Let's concentrate on what we're doing. We're not a clue we're going to come up against, and let's feel it out. I love the fact that it's something new. It's something different. You can go too safe sometimes. You can go to a non-league club, get that confidence up, score three or four goals. Everyone starts the season with a bit of a false sense. If we get a run around, a rag around, what I do want is brilliant results on the pulse and on the pulse ratings. I want great results on the out of possession. So we know what we want from a training aspect and from a football aspect, and we know where we'll go after the games. But we're entering it in intrigue, really, more than anything. And plus the fans, you know, they're paying money to come and watch some real quality players. You set a relationship up, you don't know where that relationship goes if you do things professionally. So I just think from all different angles, whether it's the fans, whether it's the players are stimulated to play against these guys, whether it's, you know, the club to try and get a couple of different ties and show our professionalism, then, you know, we can make a lot of friends doing it. But what I get out of it is a great stimulus for my players to perform 45, 60 or 90 minutes, depending on how much game time that they get.